Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I thank God this morning for this 21st day on a Tuesday of September the 21st, 2021, on a Tuesday. And I thank God for everyone that on this line today to come together and to pray, praise and worship ministry. In Jesus' name, we come before you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, humble as we know how, in the name of Jesus, on bending knees, Father. We ask you in the name of Jesus to forgive us of our sins, known and unknown, seen and unseen, Father, that our prayers will not be hindered from coming forth to you this day, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for grace and new mercies, Father, in Jesus' name. Father, hallelujah. We come to you not in our name, but in your Son Jesus' name, because, hallelujah, Jesus is the bridge that draws us to you. And he said, if any man, hallelujah, no man can come to the Father unless he be drawn. And Jesus is the bridge that helps bring us over, because he is the intercessor for all mankind in Jesus' name. I thank you right now, God, this morning that when I begin to start, you know, searching on what, or listening to the voice of God on what to speak about this morning, and I was reminded to come to Acts the 8th chapter as I was listening to a sermon. And it comes from Acts, the 8th chapter. But before I do that, I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself. I just want to thank God for everybody that's on the prayer line this morning. Hallelujah. For the ones that are not on the prayer line that for some reason was not able to be here, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus over our minds, our bodies, our spirit, our will, and our emotions this morning, over our children, our grandchildren, their children's children, in the name of Jesus. We thank God for the victory in Jesus' name to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, to renew right spirits within us. Father, in the name of Jesus, take not thy Holy Spirit away from us, Lord God. Restore unto us the joy of thy salvation and uphold us with thy free spirit right now, Father. In the name of Jesus, wipe away every spot, every wrinkle, every blemish from us, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, throw it in the sea of forgiveness, never to be remembered again, Father, in Jesus' name. So we thank you right now, God, for the victory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Everything that we do, it starts and begins with the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name. So what I was coming from, Acts the 8th chapter, I'm just going to do this as much as I know how this morning, the best of to God's ability in the name of Jesus, where it talks about Acts, the 8th chapter. And I was reading from 1 to the 8th chapter, first verse to the 8th chapter. And Saul was consenting unto the death, and this is talking about the widespread persecution and the scatters of the believers in the church. And I'm coming from the Bible, the Life Study Application Bible. It's the King James Version, Life Application Study Bible. And Saul was continuing unto his death. And at that time, there was a great persecution against the church, which was at Jerusalem. And they were all scattered abroad throughout the region of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles and devout men carried Stephen to his burial and made great lamentations over him. And as for Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering into every house and haling men and women, committed them to prison. Therefore, they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits, crying with loud voices, came out of many that were possessed with them. And many taken with palsies and that were lame were healed. And there was great joy in that city. And I was also went on to read, and I wanted to read this to you. Persecution forced the Christians out of Jerusalem and into Judea and Samaria, thus fulfilling the second part of Jesus' command. The persecution helped spread the gospel. God would bring great results, from the believers' suffering. Persecution forced the believers out of their homes in Jerusalem and with them and with the gospel. Sometimes we went we have to become uncomfortable before we'll move. And we may not want it, but discomfort may be the best thing for us because God may be working through our hurt, and we are tempted to complain about uncomfortable or painful circumstances. Stop and ask if God may be preparing us for a special task. And so I just thank God, you know, just for that, because all through this pandemic and stuff like that, and then the second, the Delta virus and stuff, we've been persecuted. You know, a lot of Christians are going through things. It's not just one, but it's everybody going through things. And God, you know, will use uncomfortable things to get us to move out of our complacency at home. When we sit around too long, God has to send something to get us to move. And God has a way of shifting things to push us out of our comfort zone and causes us to scatter. God uses persecution to shift us. Sometimes we think it's all the devil's doing and stuff like that, but God doesn't do anything wrong, but he will use the devil for his, so he can get the glory out of things, whether we like it or not, whether it's through death, whether it's, you know, through any situation to get us to move out of our comfort zone. And God shifts us to be planted in different areas so we can plant seed in these areas. And I also came to the, when I was studying and started like cross-referencing about territorial warfare prayers. When all these persecution and things come, when the hurricanes and the fire and the storms come and stuff like that, we are moved out of our houses. Some of us lose our houses, and some of us have death to family members and stuff like that, and God moves us to other regions. He's moving us to these places because this is where that he wants us to be planted. And so I began to start thanking God about when I was reading about my territorial warfare. And I thank God in the name of Jesus to release us from that word into the spirit realm to affect the earth realm for the purposes of God. And that's through our sufferings and stuff. And we die to the natural man, and we cover our churches, our pastors, our peoples, our ministries, our facilities, all that we are, have, and possess, including our families, our marriages, children, jobs, finances, possession, health, safety, and welfare with the blood of Jesus. And as reading, it says in the territory of this book called The Prayers That Bring Change in Our Life, and this is what I'm in, going through now, bind Satan, the spirit of Beelzebub, the prince of the north, the south, the east, and the west, the prince over every continent, the prince over the United States, the prince over, I'm in Douglasville, right, I'm in Georgia, and the prince over the city, well, I'm in Douglasville right now. This is where God has me planted for this season in the name of Jesus to do all that I can do for people that are here and for this city. And I bind and have them be remembered about what spirits, demonic spirits, over these territories and the places where we're living. It also goes back to our generations back and stuff that we have the things that we're going through in our lives, the things that we keep going through in our lives, and we wonder why that happens, and that goes way back. And so we have to break every the generational curses. The curses stop within us, with us, to stop these things from happening, to stand in the gap for our family members, and, you know, and for the place that we're in, that God has planted us for this season. And it says in the Bible, the prince over this county, our territory spirits, our principalities, all exousia power spirits, the rulers of the darkness of this world, wicked spirits in high places, and our spirits not of the Holy Spirit. We bind the ruler spirit assigned over the individuals of this ministry and their families, prayer, praise, and deliverance ministry, and the families. We bind our spirits above, on, and below the earth, our watching spirits, scanner spirits, eavesdropping spirits, human spirits that travel by astral projection, divination, and witchcraft spirits, spirits of superstition, our spirits of Jezebel, Python, God, and Antichrist, the fault-finding spirit, the death spirits, all spirits of slander, scandal, defamation, accusation, and false accusation. And it goes on and on with more. All spirits of persecution, prosecution, opposition, hindrance, interference, and obstruction, all blocking spirits, all spirits of confusion, division, lies, discord, and arguments, the Ahab spirit, and the spirit of Balaam, Korah, and Cain. We bind all litigation, discontent, and warring spirits. We bind all familiar spirits of signs. We bind the spirits of seduction and the beguiling spirits, pride, presumption, arrogance, unbelief, obsession, ill will, distraction, assassination, character assassination, doubt, all fear spirits and all nature spirits. And there's just so much more, church. And so I gave you this Romans 8, the 8th chapter, to read the whole chapter. And from the persecution of the church, and just like now, things happening right now in the body of Christ and on this earth and stuff, and people are being moved and people are being shifted into different places and stuff like that. God has planted us in different places to pray over that region and for over the demonic presence that overrides that region. Every region does not have the same spirit. And so we have to pray accordingly that God, you know, will that we will do the will of God in these areas where we are planted in Christ Jesus. So I thank God for giving me that this morning. And I thank God that it takes us to be introduced to the right man to pull us out of has planted in us. That right man is like the woman at the well. She had 7 husbands, and the last man that she met was Jesus Christ, and that was the man that quenched her thirst, you know. And he brought out of her what he had planted in her, regardless of what she had done and stuff like that. So the right man is Jesus Christ. If we come into the knowledge, the ones that are already in knowledge and the ones that are lost come into the knowledge of who Jesus Christ is, and thanks to pull out of us also what God has planted in us. And there, like I said, there are different demonic warfares that are over certain cities, certain families, certain situations, suicide and spirit, you know, death spirit. And only we know what generational things that has been, hallelujah, has been trying to torment us over the years and stuff. And though these are the things that we need to address. And God is after the core. He's not after, you know, the problem, but he's we pray the pray the answer and not the problem. And God wants us to take back the territory over from our daughters, our sons, our nieces, our nephews, our uncles, our grandparents, and everything. He wants us to take our territories back Everything that the cankerworm, the palmer worm, and the local worm has stolen from us need to be taken back in the name of Jesus. And we have not been sent to just to churches, you know, because we go to this church or that church. We are sent but to regions. We take over that city, you know, or the regions, and we are bigger than the giants, whatever the giants may be there. And we speak to the regions. We speak to the territories. We speak to the walls. Because God has given us the power to tread upon serpents and scorpions over all the power of the enemy and the power to tear down walls. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of God's word. To speak over our walls and our territories. Hallelujah. And to thank God for that, for tearing down walls that are in our family and everything that we are going through today. And we have to just be remindful, you know, that the things that we are going through, God is doing this for a reason. And the reason is to get us, you know, out of our comfort zone and into doing what he has called us to do in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, I give you thanks. All the glory and the honor and the praises for this situation and stuff. So I want us to come in together and start praising and thanking the Lord for things that he has already done, the things that God is doing to get us out of our comfort zone. Yes, nobody, the flesh doesn't want to go through anything, but we have to, you know, come out from ourselves, you know, out of ourselves and doing our will and doing the will of Christ. And, you know, in order to be movers and shakers, hallelujah, to tear down walls for the kingdom of God.
God, in the name of Jesus.
So, Lord, thank you right now,
God. We thank you, God.
We honor you, Father.
And we praise you, Lord God.
We give you all the glory and honor.
We worship you, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus,
hallelujah.
Lord God.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, God.
Father.
So we thank you, God.
Divine,
we praise
every
you
every drink,
in the name
egg,
of Jesus,
O
Lord
God.
Every
breath,
Lord God.
Every wall,
in the name of Jesus, God.
Father, in the name of Jesus,
Jesus,
over our city,
Lord God. God.
Lord
God,
we say
we are two or three gathered together, God. That you would be in the midst of
Atlanta, Georgia, or wherever it is that we are, over our city. I'm in Douglasville, Georgia. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Of me and our families, Father, in the name of Jesus, tearing down every evil,
yes,
every evil thing that's not like
Jesus,
God.
God.
In the name of Jesus, offer us and our family, Father, in the name of pleading the blood of Jesus, Lord. Ask the God to, you know, help us right now, God. Lead and guide us in all truth. Guide us by the skillfulness of Holy Spirit of your hands. God, with your eyes and the skillfulness of your hands, that you order our steps today in Jesus' name. And I thank you, God, for the word, for what you've given me from our Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Be
the name of Jesus,
the name
we're all the same apart. There's unity in the body of Christ, no matter what it feels like, no matter what we see. Father, in the name of Jesus, we're going to trust in you and lean not into our own understanding. Hallelujah. But in all our ways, acknowledge you,
God.
In the name of Jesus, Lord, hallelujah. Lord, we're going to trust your process, all no matter what it is, God.
In the name of Jesus,
no matter what we
are, no
matter what God has done, no matter what
we've
done, they'll survive.
We thank you, God. We praise you, God.
You are the only one that can change this thing around, Lord God. So help us, Lord God. Have mercy upon us right now, God. To submit to your will, Father.
In the
name of Jesus, have mercy. Hallelujah. Turn your hearts to
Father,
in the name of Jesus, and come to obedience right now, God, in your word, right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Change it, trajectory, and the way that we're moving in, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And the key thing, word is, the way that we are traveling, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and asking you, is God, your will for me in my life, no matter what it be, a business,
yes,
no matter whether it be a job, no matter what it be, a home, no matter be finances, no matter what it be. Right now, God, we seek you first, God, in every area, every situation, every circumstance, binding the spirit of infirmity off of us and our family, Father, in the name of Jesus. Praying right now, God, in the name of Jesus, that you continue to lift the scales from our eyes, Father, in the name of Jesus. Open our eyes to see, our ears to hear, Lord God, and our mouth to proclaim the liberty of the Lord wherever you planted us to be, Father, in whatever region it is, Father. You have us planted there for a reason. Lord, we thank you for moving us out of our comfort zone, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you and we honor you and we praise you for the victory in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, Lord. Have your way in our lives this morning, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We honor you and we praise you for the victory, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, thank you. We thank you. We thank you right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus.
We praise
you. For the Lord is our strength, we shall not want. You make us such a light out of the past. You restore us our soul. You lead us through the path of righteousness for your name's sake. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we shall fear no evil, for thou art with us. Thy rod, thy staff, they comfort us. Thou prepared our table before us in the presence of our enemies. Thou anointest our heads with oil. Our cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for being our strength. We thank you, Lord, for being our strong tower. We thank you for being our healer, for our deliverer, for our balm in Gilead. Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that the change right now, God, out of the change, God, within us, Father, in the name of Jesus. Renewing our minds, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Quickening out us, Father, this day. Quicken us right now, God. Restore, renew, repent, rekindle, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Take us back, Lord God, to the place where we first received you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And let us right now, God, in the name of Jesus, examine our own selves to see whether we be in the faith right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Have your way, God, in our life. Your will, your way, Father, in the name of Jesus. On earth as it is in heaven, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you right now, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For perseverance. For healing, for deliverance, hallelujah, for endurance, Father. Let us do a heart as a good soldier, Father, in the name of Jesus. And no matter what it looks like, no matter what it is, Father, no matter what if we feel right now, God, we don't go on a feeling right now, God. We go on by your word, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. By your word, Father, what your word says it is, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Studying in your word right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. A woman needed not being ashamed, right, dividing the word of truth, Father, in the name of Jesus right now, God. Thank you, Father, for moving everything out of our way that's not like you, God. For moving people out of our way, God, that is standing in the way right now, God, of us, hallelujah, preaching our destiny, Lord, Father, in the name of Jesus. Leading the blood of Jesus against every evil work, every thing of the enemy, hallelujah, to try to stop us. The spirit of destruction is bound in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now, God, for eyes to see, for ears to hear, for mouth to claim the mysteries of the Lord in the name of Jesus, that wherever we go, whether it be in the grocery store, the hospital, hallelujah, the doctor's office, hallelujah, just riding down the road, hallelujah, and stopping, speaking with somebody, speaking life right now in the name of Jesus, telling them about the salvation plan in the name of Jesus. Lord, to plant seeds wherever we are planted, wherever you put us, Lord, plant seeds, plant seeds, plant seeds, hallelujah, some water, some planted, but God gives the increase, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you, we honor you, we praise you for the victory in Jesus' name, that we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of our testimony, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's nothing or no one can pluck us up out of your hands, Father, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we honor you and we praise you in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For the liberation and healing, Father, over our life, Father, our family members, Father. I call them
making a way in the wilderness.
Eddie Banks, Michelle Banks, hallelujah. Ebony Shack, Colin Rasko, Cameron Rasko, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Calvin Rasko, Emery Shank, in the name of Jesus, Mary Wright, and April McNeil, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, hallelujah. My uncle, my aunt, my nieces, my nephews, my cousins, Father, in the name of Jesus, right now, God, hallelujah.
Great grandfathers,
I may have forgotten, Father, in the name of Jesus, you know, Father, in the name of Jesus, you know, let me help my head. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that they are all covered with the blood of Jesus. And Father, we honor you and we praise you for the victory this day in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We have the victory. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes, God.
In Jesus' name. So right now, in the name of Jesus, this opening up while the lines are open, anyone that has a song on their heart to sing a song this morning or give a testimony this morning, you're welcome to do so at this time, and that all the others move their phone so, you know, we can hear the word, the song or stuff that is being, you know, spoken. If you have a song on your heart, you're welcome to give it right now in Jesus' name.
Amen. They ask me how I know my God is real. They ask me what makes me sing and shout. They ask me how I know he's real. He's in my heart. He's in my heart. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want to thank God. My testimony is it's in my heart, a melody of love divine, that I am his and he is mine. Hallelujah. I drive trucks, hallelujah. And my license is about to be renewed. When I went to renew the Ecoshata, when I go renew the license, they wouldn't renew it. They said, I have a ticket in North Carolina. And before they could renew it, I have to get that straight. Like everybody else, I have financial problems. So I called the people. It took about a week or so before I could get through to somebody. Then when I finally got straight yesterday, I talked to the lady, and she said, "Oh, yeah, we found you here, Mr. Austin. We got you right here. That ticket is $441, and you can still pay the ticket online for $10. So that was $151." And I'm not like everybody else. I don't have that kind of money. It's just not pocket change for me. And I said, you got to go to this county and see what they could do for you. And then she said, you could call the district attorney, see if they could help or remove some of the fines. And so I went through what they said, you know, and I called up, and the lady was nice on this. She said, yeah, oh, this year is back in 2015. I said, this is going to be a monster time that they finish adding on the court dollars here. So she said, yes, that's what it was, $441 plus it's $10 to pay it online. I said, well, what could the district attorney help me? Because that is a lot of money. So she said, I'll go talk to the district attorney and see if he could take your call. Because she come back to the phone, maybe 3-4 minutes, she come back to the phone. She said, they dismissed it. Said, you don't have to pay nothing. She gave me her name and
hallelujah.
She said, call back in 10 days and make sure that you don't recognize
thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you for my brother right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, for favor, Jesus, for favor, Lord God. Hallelujah. For grace and mercy, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Glory to God.
Thank you.
Yes. Right off of worry. Hallelujah, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
I said the other lady, I know this is about church and state, but I have to give God the praise. Hallelujah.
Yes,
I'm happy.
Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Sir.
Yes,
hallelujah. Yeah,
yes,
I did ask. I said, I know there's something about church and state, but I got to give God the praise while you know that I'm giving him the praise for this here. This was
Glory,
not a man.
Glory,
hallelujah.
Glory,
but this was a good thing. Hallelujah to God. I couldn't figure out how to get it. And I started telling people, hallelujah, give more friends, glory to God. I started telling people about it, and they started wanting to send me money. They said, well, I could give you $200. I could give you this. And I thought about it, and I said, no, I'm going to tell you the rest of the story. I said, God has taken care of me. He's an on-time God. They thought I wanted the money. I said, no, I don't want the money. I want to let you know that God is a deliverer, hallelujah to God, that he will take care of you. I could have used it. There's plenty of people wants to offer to send money. I said, but my God, he ain't going to, you know, that's what kind of God we say. I don't want to, hey, well, she kind of, I'll see ya. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. I didn't
want
to start
Jesus.
That thing to start
Thank
lying about money and getting money and have money on the side and take it under false pretense because we serve a holy God. Especially
Amen.
The time
yes.
that we're going through now. God calling on us to stand on the front line. It's time
yes.
to destroy this virus out of the country. Hallelujah, God. It's not time to try to put a few dollars in your pocket. It's time for us to let us know that our God is real. It's in my heart, a melody of love divine. That I'm his and he is mine. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right, I'm going to have to, hey, Bo, Satanakayo. Hey, I thank you. Go ahead and go. Glory to God. This is it's called a 6 o'clock joy. Thank God for the prayer of his family here and the circle of
prayer.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank
Amen.
You,
ooh, yes,
is there anyone
God.
Else? Is there anyone else? Thank you, brother, for that testimony.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Is there anyone else that has a song on their heart, a prayer?
Okay, I've got a song I want to sing. Praise the Lord this morning. Glory to the Lamb of God. As Jesus moves your heart, as Jesus moves your heart.
Oh, I like that.
You can do your part. You can do your part. Just love one another each and every day. Love one another each and every day. That is the way to go today. That is the way to go. Just love your mother each and every day. Love your mother each and every day. That is the way to go today. That is the way to go. As Jesus moves your heart. As Jesus moves your heart. Let Jesus move your heart today. Each and every day. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I just want to say, you know, well, that's one of the songs that's on my CD. And I know that God wants all of us to love one another, even though we're going through a lot of turmoil and a lot of things in our lives. God is still there for us. And I just thank God for just giving us the strength and the will to continue on in him. As we continue to come together here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries and the different churches that we attend, it doesn't matter which one we go to, getting and being fed the word of God. So we thank the Lord for just having the desire to love one another. Many times we have to love our family members into the kingdom. We have to love them in spite of who they are and what they do because God loved us enough that he sent Jesus Christ, his only begotten son, to this world. To this earth so that we could have life and life more abundantly. So I'm just grateful that God has shown us how to love. Loving unconditionally is so important. When you love people, sometimes those people who you love may not love you back, but you continue to love them and share the love of Jesus Christ so that they can be drawn to Jesus through your life. Amen, amen, and amen.
We just want to open the line to anybody that else that's on the prayer line so we can know who's on the prayer line. Give us your name and see if you want to pray or whatever.
Good morning, everyone. It's Sister Sheila. I just want to say good morning. God bless and thank you for that testimony. Just touched my heart this morning. And I will be listening.
Hey, man, you got Apostle Holson. You're here. Glad. Hey, well, see, time I call your side. Glad to be. Hey, glory to God in the service of the circle. Hey, glory. Hey, Kosi. Glory. Hallelujah. Hey, my Sunday. Of the, oh, glory to God. Ah, hallelujah. What a mighty God. Hey, Santo. Yes, sir. What a mighty God we serve. I got to mute the song. Hey, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Santo, yes. Yeah. Hallelujah. I'm trying to get to the phone, Bosi Tanakaya, to the phone there. Hallelujah, God. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, glory to God in the highest. Oh, he's worthy. Mm. Yes, he is. For the...
I tell you, he's awesome, God. Amen. Amen. I'm here if you need. Holy, the holy, holy.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Nothing wrong with giving him the praises and the honor and what he does for you. In the name of Jesus. Is there anyone else on the line that would like to have something to say?
Yes, good morning. This is Sister Marie. And I did have a version of a song I want to sing before I give the prayer request that I have. And it was, victory is ours, today victory is ours, victory is ours. Victory is ours. Today, victory is ours. Love is ours. Love is ours. Today, victory is ours. I'm sorry. Go ahead. But my prayer request is my niece April, she is going to court for custody of her nephew, you know, her sister Cannon, the one that passed. And so she going to court to get custody. So let's pray to God grant her custody of her nephew. He want to be with her. The daddy had scooped him up from school where he didn't supposed to and took his phone one day. And he went answer the phone. And so when they got there to pick him up and he was gone, and he went answer the phone, she had called the police and everything. And when Alan got his phone back, managed to get the phone back, he had them ran away and called them, and they picked him up. So he's been homeschooling. So y'all just pray for Alan comfort from losing his mama. He's only 13, and he want to be with his auntie April because they were very, very close, and daddy was never really fully there for him or really took care of him financially. He bought a little stuff. So let's pray for April to receive custody and for comfort Alan as he's going through this transition or losing his mama.
Yes,
amen.
Amen. Praise the will of God be done. Amen.
I want to keep our sister Juanita in prayer and also Sister Deborah. Both of them, they need healing. And Sister Deborah is she had another portion of her leg amputated. So we just want to keep them in prayer for them to be healed and be comforted by the Father. Amen.
Good morning. Amen. This is Vaughn. I want to keep my friend, Darlene, in prayer. She in the hospital. Thank you.
Amen.
Good morning. This is Sister Mary. I want to keep my sister Peggy Robertson in prayer.
As a pastor, we want to keep Brother Fletcher in prayer, hallelujah, and the marriage is in prayer, and Brother Foster, hallelujah, he has a cancer, and he's coming along. We're praying for household salvation for all of them. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Sister, I think that was that Sister Mary, the last one that prayed before you, if she wanted to pray or be just listening.
I had a prayer request. My sister Peggy, who's suffering with some mental issues, if we could just pray that she'll get the help that she needs.
Yeah, will you be praying or will you be listening?
Oh, I can pray.
Okay, thank you. All right. Anybody else have a song or prayer request on their heart? Good news of what God has done for you? All right. Okay, this is Sister Gladys, and I want to pray for a sister of mine that she had left, and she came back to move to Florida, but she came back because it didn't work out. And I pray in the name of Jesus that she's living with somebody, but you know how that can be when you're used to living on your own and praying how you want to pray, you know, out loud and still instead of it being muffled and stuff like that. So just pray about her finances, so, you know, that God to give her direction or what type of job to get, you know, just give her favor with a job and for an apartment. She wants an apartment, and she was saying about the money, but, you know, she told God she wasn't going to be concerned about the money part of it because, like I told her, that when I left the place where I lived at, you know, Martin House, that when I looked at my money and stuff, Lord, how did I do this? How did I do this? How did this happen? You know, but God, you know, he will be faithful to you and stuff, but he gives us, you know, his promises and things that he said if we would do this, he would do that. And so, and all through the pandemic, I always paid my tithes. I don't care what. I still paid my tithes. I still was faithful. So I just thank God for me being consistent in that, giving unto his house that there may be food in his house in Jesus' name. So I, you know, prayer for Margaret, prayer for Elaine, and prayer for, you know, my family and me, continual strength, continue to, you know, to keep being faithful to the kingdom of God and, you know, being used by God in Jesus' name. So is there anyone else?
Good morning. This is Teresa, and I'm listening. Good morning, everyone.
Okay. Is there anyone else?
You want me, Mary, to go ahead and pray?
Yes, ma'am.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God, we are so grateful this morning, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We come, Lord God, with joy in our hearts, oh Lord God, this morning, Lord God. Most of all, God, for waking us up this morning, oh Lord God. And God, we are in your presence. We can hear from you, Lord God. And God, we thank you, Lord God, for all that is on this prayer line, Lord God, the voices that has been heard, Lord God. God, we know that they're at the sound of your feet, Father God. So, God, we are so grateful, Lord God, so grateful this morning, Lord God, that you're with us, oh, Lord God. And, God, as we have come, Lord God, this morning, Lord God, first of all, giving you glory and honoring you, Lord God, lifting you up, Lord God, with songs and with praise, oh, Lord God. God, having you first and foremost on our minds, oh, God. God, we praise you this morning. We thank you, Lord God. We give you glory, Lord God, before we can even ask you. But we give you glory, Lord God. We honor you, Lord God. We thank you for your divine presence, oh, Lord God, in our lives this day, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. And, God, as we go throughout this day, Lord God, putting you first, oh, Lord God, in our lives, oh, Lord God, depending upon you, Father God, in our lives, oh, God, to direct us, oh, Lord God, to lead us, oh, Lord God, and to guide us, oh, Lord God, and to give us constant wisdom, oh, Lord God, whether to go left, whether to go right, Lord God, whether to say yes or nay or no, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. God, we put you first this morning, God, in the name of Jesus. We look unto you, Lord God, this day in the name of Jesus, oh God, for our direction, oh Lord God. So God, we thank you this morning, Lord God. And as we have made our petition known before you, Lord God, we've had a heart, Lord God, to intercede, Lord God, on behalf of others, oh Lord God, and to bring them to you, Lord God. You know them, Lord God, name by name, Lord God, wherever they may be, Father God, in the name of Jesus, wherever state, Lord God, they are in, Lord God, this morning, Lord Lord God. We bring their names to you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We're praying, Lord God, for healing, Lord God, for deliverance, oh Lord God, for our families, oh Lord God, salvation, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, for needs, oh Lord God, to be met, Lord God, financial needs, Lord God, this morning to be met, Lord God, for decisions, oh Lord God, over homes, oh Lord God, a place to live, a place to stay, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, we're bringing that to you, Lord God. And God, we're bringing peace, oh Lord God, a peace that surpasses all understanding this morning, Lord God, in our lives, in the lives of our brothers and our sisters, Lord God, even on this prayer line, Lord God, and even as we reach out, Lord God, with having our family members or having our loved ones in our hearts, oh Lord God. We're praying for peace, Lord God. Peace, oh Lord God, that you may be the God of Shalom, Lord God, in their lives, oh Lord God, this morning, Lord God, in Jesus' mighty name, God. So God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you're with us, oh Lord God, and you hear us, oh Lord God, in the petition that we have, Lord God, and make it known, Lord God, to you this morning, Lord God. Lord God, that we're seeking your face, oh Lord God, and we're believing your word, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. We know, Lord God, you know what state of mind and what state we are in, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So, God, we come to you, Lord God, this morning, Lord God, standing, Lord God, standing on your word, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, and praying, Lord God, and seeking your face, oh Lord God, and giving you glory, Lord God. This day, Lord God, we come, Lord God, with joy in our hearts, oh Lord God. You said the joy of the Lord is our strength, and indeed that is your word, and indeed it is so for today in the name of Jesus, oh God. Your joy may be our strength this day, no matter what we see in front of us, oh Lord God, what the elements may bring this day, Lord God. Let your joy be poured out in our souls, oh Lord God, because with that joy, Lord God, it gives us strength because our mind is stayed on you, Lord God, and that mind is the mind of Christ. That mind is the mind that gives us our protection, Lord God. It is a mind that gives us a defense because this is your mind, Lord God, which is the mind of Christ Jesus, oh God. So, God, we are grateful this morning. We are thankful this morning of all that you are, Lord God, all that you are in our lives, oh God. God, we just have great joy, Lord God, even now, Lord God, even now in our spirits, oh Lord God, that joy because, oh God, first of all, you just woke us up, oh Lord God, this morning, and you kept us right in our sound mind, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. And as the older people will say, back in the days, Lord God, you gave us our limbs, oh Lord God. We found that our feet still work, Lord God. Our arms still work, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And our mind, Lord God, are still working. But that, Lord God, we give you glory. That is in itself even the joy, Lord God. Even the joy, Lord God, that gives us so much strength, Father God, this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So, God, I thank you, Lord God, for each of my brothers and my sisters on this prayer line, Lord God. It is a joy just to even hear their voices, oh Lord God. And, God, you know where they are, Lord God, in Jesus' name. You know what status that they are in, Jesus, in Jesus' name, Lord God. You know their heart and their cry, Lord God. So, God, we are thankful, Lord God, this morning that they are here this morning, Lord God, seeking your face. We're all here, Lord God, this day, seeking your face, oh Lord God, honoring you, Lord God, with our divine presence, oh Lord God, making you Lord of all over our lives, oh Lord God, even before we set foot outside, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for your divine presence, oh Lord God. And Lord God, we pray this morning, Lord God, that you meet every need, Lord God. every need, those prayers that has been said, spoken out, Lord God, those hidden prayers, oh Lord God, those unknown prayers, oh Lord God, and those prayers, oh Lord God, that we only seek you about, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we declare your goodness this day, Lord God, your faithfulness this day, oh Lord God, over every situation, Lord God, over the needs that we have, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, thank you for our strength this day, thank you, Lord God, for giving us the strength, Lord God, to go through the obstacles that we may have to go through, and there are obstacles in every day that is given to us, but we know, Lord God, that we put you first, and we have you first in mind to go before us, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that and we're declaring that no hurt, no harm, no danger will come nigh to us, oh God. Thank you, God, this morning, oh Lord God, as we're reminded, Lord God, of your weapons, oh Lord God, that you have given us, oh Lord God, of the protection, oh Lord God, that you've given us this morning, Lord, oh God, as we go forth and as we go out, Lord God, letting your angels, oh Lord God, surrounding us as we go, Lord God, assigning them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, to go before us and plead in the blood of Jesus this day in Jesus' mighty name, as we go out this day in Jesus' mighty name, God. God, we are thankful for you all in all, Lord God. You all in all, Lord God. You are the Lord God of all, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And we are so grateful, Lord God, that we can be reminded of that, Lord God, that we can know, Lord God, that we are not alone, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you are in our very presence, oh Lord God, in Jesus' name, oh Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord God. So God, we lift you up this morning. We give you glory, Lord God. We shout glory, hallelujah, Lord God. You are above all, Lord God. You are the Lord God of the heavens, oh God, of the earth, Father God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we go before you this day, Lord God, praising your name and lifting you up, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we said, blessed be thy name, Lord God. Blessed throughout all the earth. We bless your name, Jesus. We love you this morning, God. We love you this morning, God. We love you this morning, God. Thank you, Lord God, for your continuous faithfulness in our lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. So God, we give you glory, and we love you. We glorify your name this day, and be glorified in each of us this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. We're getting close to the top of the hour, so we're going to get ready to complete this hour of power of prayer. And thank you, Sister Gladys, for just being so kind to lead us this morning and facilitate and share the word of God as we bind up the regional demons and devils. And if you were not here early this morning, you can go back in and listen to the beginning of this hour of power of prayer. And we are grateful for the fact that everyone who is here has a desire to be here, and we are here to be in agreement with God. So as we're leaving today, I'm going to go ahead and pray for these requests this morning, and then we'll close it out. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just praise you this morning, and thank you, Lord, so much for all the things that you're doing. It's marvelous in our eyes. We just give you the praise, God, because you are worthy. You are the one and only wise God, the God of the universe, the all-coming King. And we thank you for Jesus Christ and what he did on the cross. We thank you, Lord, for just blessing us to be here, oh God, and to know that Jesus gave his life so that we could have life and life more abundantly. And so, Lord, we pray and thank you for the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we say, have your way in this place. Lead us and guide us even as we pray this morning. We are praying, oh God, for Sister April, oh God, that you will give her favor when she goes to court concerning the custody of her nephew. We pray, Lord, that you give Alan comfort, oh God, and strengthen his mind, oh God, and give him peace, Lord, as he's going through this time of losing his mother and then the transition, oh God, for his life, oh God, a young boy, oh God. Sometimes it can be overwhelming for a young person. Even older people get overwhelmed with all the things that are going on in their lives. So we pray a covering over his mind, oh God. Help him to be at peace, Lord. Help him to just even just thank you, Lord, for just being here with him. Lord, we are thanking you for Sister Juanita and Sister Deborah as they are both in need of healing, oh God, and others who need healing today, oh God. Sister Lois, oh God, her hand, oh God, we pray for her today, God. And Sister Deborah, continue to heal her limbs, oh God, and take away the sugar diabetes that's in her body, oh God. You can do it, Father. We just praise you because of the stripes of Jesus. We are healed, so we decree and declare healing in the name of Jesus. And Sister Juanita, clear up her body, oh God, and take away any cancerous cells, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Cousin Raymond Jr., oh God, and Uncle Marvin, those cancer cells in their bodies, oh God, we decree and declare that you completely remove them and annihilate those cells, God, in the name of Jesus. We also pray for Darlene, who is in the hospital. We ask you, Lord, to heal her body, oh God, and help her to know that you're there for her. We know that healing is the children's bread, oh God, and we just call on the name of Jesus. And we know that we can be saved, oh God, so save her from whatever sickness and disease she is experiencing. And we do decree this morning, oh God, that Peggy has a sound mind, oh God. The mental instability, oh God, is being removed in the name of Jesus. Lord, we continue to pray. You said to pray without ceasing. And so that's what we do. As we continue to pray, we know that you hear and answer prayer. We know even before we call, you answer, God. So we thank you, Lord, today for the healing of Peggy, oh God. Touch her mind today, oh God. Help her to make good, sound decisions for her life in the name of Jesus, Lord. Help her to have a quiet spirit in the name of Jesus, Lord. Every lunatic spirit that would try to keep her bound, oh God, we bind it up in the name of Jesus and send the spirit of peace and send the spirit of a sound mind in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for Brother Fletcher, Lord, that you take care of his life, God, to heal his body, bring him to a place of comfort in you, God. Help him to know that you are there for him, God. Anything the enemy has said to him that is negative, we bind it up in the name of Jesus, and we loose the spirit of a sound mind for him also. We pray, God, today for Brother Foster, oh God, who has the cancer cells in his body, that you remove those cells, oh God, you dry them up, God, in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that the enemy will not keep him in a cancer situation in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, today for Sister Gladys' sister, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that she will find a job, that her finances will be blessed, oh God, that she will be able to find the apartment that she needs, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We do pray for Margaret and Elaine, oh God, in Jesus' name, Lord. We pray, God, for each and every person, oh God, who needs a healing, who needs to be delivered. There are those, oh God, in the hospital. We pray for the doctors and the nurses, oh God, that they are protected, oh God, as they are giving help to those who are coming to the hospitals, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We just pray, Father, today that we will know the truth. We will seek the truth, oh God. The truth will make us free, God, in the name of Jesus. So we pray for every family, oh God, every family member connected to each and every one of us. We pray for all the families of Pastor Scholastica, our Sister Mary, oh God, our Sister Sheila, our Sister Glenda, oh God, our Minister Gladys, oh God, Darlene and Apostle Horsley, oh God, Sister Yvonne, Sister Charlotte, oh God, Sister Teresa, Lord, Sister Marie, Sister Lois, oh God, Sister Sister Janice, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you, God, for all of our family members, oh God, as you draw them to you, God, those names I may not have called, oh God, who are normally here, and those who have been here down through the, just people all over the world, oh God, heal and deliver our families, draw them to you, Lord. We know that it is your will that none should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So we thank you, Father, today that repentant hearts are coming to you, God, and asking you to forgive them of the sin that they are in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We say hallelujah, hallelujah, and amen. We also pray for our Sister Chris and her family, God, as they continue to go through this transitional period in their lives, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. So as we're about to close out today, I decree for every brother and sister in Christ that every evil and wicked word that has been spoken against us is rejected. We reject those words, and they shall not come to pass. And we send them back to the sender because we are covered by the blood of Jesus. I thank God for the angels that protect us as we go from one destination to the next. Thank God for the favor that he has given us through his love and caring for us. In the name of Jesus, so we thank God for everyone who has sown into the ministry or my life, oh God. We know that either way, they're sowing into good ground, and I decree that your seed multiplies exceedingly Some will receive a 30-fold, some a 60-fold, and some a 100-fold blessing in the name of Jesus. So we thank the Lord God of our fathers is making you 1,000 times so many more as you are as and blesses you as he has promised you, according to Deuteronomy 1 and 11. So saints of God, let us continue to rejoice in the Lord, because the Lord God is our strength, and he will make our feet like hinds' feet. He will make us to walk upon those high places. Yes, we're rising up in him in the name of Jesus. So as we go, let's remember we are workers together with the Lord God Almighty. Amen. I love each and every one of you, and I pray that you continue to love me back and love yourself, love your family, and show love all over the world. Amen. So go in peace, be whole, and know that God loves you too. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you will repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, and love offering anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD. Second word is VALLEY. That's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia. Zip code 30344. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961 pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous section, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.